You're listening to Cindy's Voice, a podcast that aims to raise awareness and advocate for the enslaved in an effort to end sex trafficking and sexual exploitation. Together, we're a community that educates, equips, and empowers you to take action against modern-day slavery. Every episode, we bring you inspirational stories of survivors who have been through the ordeal of human trafficking and sexual assault. In addition, we interview key advocates in the anti-trafficking movement and have them share their comments on the detrimental effects of human trafficking in our society. Now, here is your host, Cindy.
Hey, guys, how are you? This is Cindy Rivero, your host, and you are listening to Cindy's Voice podcast. I hope that you enjoyed your week and that you had a very good weekend. I really did enjoy it, very happy, and I also have very good, exciting news to share with you guys. I always get excited when I have to share those. And, we have a new project. We are going to join the Wear Blue campaign. And so we will be talking about that. And you always ask us how to help. And so I really think this is a very good chance for you guys to join us in the fight, to join everybody who will be doing something on this date. This is the official date for wearing for raising awareness against human trafficking. So join us, please, if you have the chance. It's super, super easy. We will give you all the details. So let's do this to get together as a community and show the world that this is not okay. And in this episode, we are going to be analyzing a little bit of the principles of the Nordic model. And we're going to go regarding the history. There is some countries in Europe who adopted this, and they are the pioneers. And so we will be going regarding what are the results after at least a decade or more. And so that's going to be our topic as well. I hope that you like it, enjoy it. And if you have any questions, as usual, please don't hesitate into send us an email. You can go in our website, which is www.cindysvoice.org. Okay, let's start now with our episode. percent of women and children are victims of sexual exploitation, and in forced labor, 35% of those trafficked are females. Globally, countries are detecting and reporting more victims and are convicting more traffickers. This can be the result of increased capacity to identify victims and an increased number of trafficked victims as well. Every country in the world is affected by human trafficking, whether as a country of origin, transit, or destination for victims. So this is not a one country issue at all. The vast majority of detected victims of trafficking for sexual exploitation are women and girls. Traffickers and terrorist groups prey on the vulnerable, from people in poverty to those caught up in war or who face discrimination. So armed conflict, climate change, natural disasters, and poverty exacerbate the vulnerabilities and desperation that enable trafficking to flourish. Migrants are being targeted. Thousands of people have died at sea, in deserts, at hands of traffickers and migrant smugglers. Trafficked people are forced to work, often doing hard labor or prostitution, for no reward, and usually have their identity and documents removed from them, and are warned of terrible punishments if they escaped, and often if they are taken to unfamiliar countries where they don't know the language or laws and have no way of getting help, some die, and are never heard of again by their families and their communities. We need to protect the most vulnerable among us. That's the most important mission nowadays. There's thousands of children at risk of being trafficked each day. And at the same time, human traffickers are misusing the internet and new technologies to broaden their reach, using apps and chat rooms to exploit and abuse young people who represent some of our most engaged online citizens. Despite many countries having national trafficking laws in place, which are in line with the UN Trafficking in Persons Protocol, people continue to be trafficked. What is more, in many countries, victims may still be criminalized while the impunity of the traffickers prevail. And that is so discouraging for survivors, makes no sense at all. No sense at all. Prosecuting traffickers is very, very difficult because they hide behind their victims' identities to cover their crime tracks. Traffickers often take their victims to other cities and don't stay there for long periods of time, often to practice control or power over the victim and not to raise suspicions on their activities. Traffickers aim for the victim not to establish roots and keep them from asking for help, any type of help. And in some states, if a trafficker is arrested, but they are trafficking adults, they can only get up to 30 months for their actions. 30 months for their actions. And of course, this is not every state, but this is in some of them. And this actually is for adults. Let's highlight that. Let's not forget it. Because with children is another whole story. That number of days and months and years can actually increase very, very substantially when it's children's. Where we are talking and having in the picture. But this actually gets a lot of controversy in between survivors because we just feel that, you know, we're still human beings and that the sentence are very low right now for adults. So we know that we don't live in a perfect world, yes. And we understand that there's a lot of work to do, but it kind of hurts, you know, ouch. Ouch when a trafficker gets only 30 months for, making you a slave for abuse you, for breaking your brain in pieces, for the PTSD that is never going to get away, for a lot of trauma that we have to deal every day. And you know, they only get, you know, some states only get them 30 months. So a little not fair, a little unbalanced, but a lot of work to do, a lot of communities that have to get together so we can start changing these laws, you know, pushing the Congress, pushing governors, and pushing, you know, the right people to make a change. And while it seems that traffickers are winning this fight, there's things we can do as society to fight against these evil and cruel people. We are proud to join the Blueware Awareness Campaign and would love to see you become part of the solution. For instance, this July 30th, which is Thursday, you can help us by wearing blue clothes. Blue is the international color for human trafficking. So we have been thinking into doing it a little bit fun and to play a little bit with you guys to make it interactive. And so we are asking you to post photos of yourself or with friends, family, or colleagues on social media with the hashtag WearBlueDay. And the hashtag and human trafficking, and please tag us so we can know and start counting how many of you guys are actually helping and raising those hands. We cannot walk right now. We are on COVID times, so we have to make it in other ways. The Wear Blue campaign is actually counting how many people is going to use this hashtag on Thursday, July the 30th. So we want to participate and help and you know, just join by using this hashtag so we can see when they end up the countdown, how many of us actually raise this. Let's see how many of us are actually doing something. It's easy, it doesn't hurt you. Everybody has something blue, right? You can use a cap, you can use a t-shirt, it can be something in your hair. If you don't have anything, just paint a cross in blue color. Just help us raise in awareness. Be creative. It's time to have fun. We are living in COVID and we have to make it different. You know, we have to spice it up. So please, please, please join us helping awareness, raising awareness about this horrendous crime. And yeah, let's continue. Let's show traffickers we are putting the fight for our children, families, and ourselves. Okay, so let's continue talking about another thing. Let's talk about the Nordic model. The Nordic model was originated in Norway and then was adopted in Sweden in 1999 when that country passed legislation to criminalize the purchase of sexual services. Some believe people enter and remain in the sex trade by choice. This may be true for a very small minority, but keeping legal sex trade opportunities open to those few must not come at the price of the enslavement, abuse, and exploitation of many others. The vast majority of prostituted groups are females. Majority come from economically difficult or abusive backgrounds and most were first prostituted as minors. It is hard to find prostituted women who come from affluent families and neighborhoods, as people with resources are more difficult to manipulate and control. Prostituted people rarely own houses or even cars, which should lay to rest the idea that prostitution is an attractive career choice. In short, the sex trade thrives because traffickers, pimps, and clients, mostly men, exploit vulnerable women and underage girls and men and boys. It is the traffickers and pimps who get rich, not the victims. And the Nordic models understand that the most efficient way to combat sex trafficking and prostitution is to reduce the demand for paid sexual services. So, what is the aim of the Nordic model, you may be asking? Well, criminal legislation has the primary purpose of making it clear what we as society consider unacceptable and discouraging people from doing those things. I suspect that there is not a single one of us who has not wanted to punch somebody on the face at an angry moment or situation, at least once in our life, but that thought is followed quickly by the image of being arrested and maybe fined and imprisoned, so we moved on to considering other more positive solutions, or at least I hope so. The Nordic model is no different. It makes it clear that buying people for sex is wrong and it has sanctions that discourage people from doing it. Society's values do change over time, and so some things that used to be considered acceptable are now considered unacceptable, and vice versa. I like an example that I read on the website that addresses this topic. That website is nordicmodelnow.org, and it says, let me read it by reading to you guys so nothing gets loose in the process. It gives this example. It says, we used to think that smoking was harmless, and so smoking in workplaces was not considered an issue, but it was considered glamorous. Then we learned that smoking, even passive smoking, is harmful, and the case was made that it is wrong for people to be exposed to passive smoking at work. Eventually, we changed the law to ban smoking in workplaces. In the run-up to the introduction of the legislation, there was huge resistance. I resisted myself. How dare the bloody 19 state tell me where I can smoke, I said. And then my young adult daughter said that she thought that if the law had been in place over the previous years, some of her friends wouldn't have taken up smoking. This and my knowledge of my own decades-long struggle with nicotine addiction make me change my mind. She continues saying, if the new law save even one young people from a life of nicotine addiction, then my inconvenience was worth it. July 1st, 2007 came and everyone who wanted to smoke in a pub moved outside. By the end of the week, everyone, even smokers, said how much nicer it was that the pub was no longer full of smoke, and we wondered why we didn't change the law sooner. Prostitution causes damage to those in it, and it can never be made safe, and its existence makes women humans' right to equality with men a distant pipe dream. Vast sums of money are made from from the heinous trade in mostly women's and children's bodies, and this leads to sex trafficking. It is time to make it clear that buying human beings for sex is unacceptable and to create criminal sanctions that discourage people from doing it. We do not want to criminalize people. That's not the intention. We want to change behavior. And for those who are in it, we want to provide support to help them make a new life outside that. Each country that has introduced a Nordic model approach has implemented it a little bit differently. And it has been most successful in Sweden, where it was introduced as a part of the raft of legislative measures to tackle male violence against women and girls and to address the sex inequality. We believe we must learn from the experience in other countries and introduce the Nordic model as a part of the raft of measures. Legislation based on the Nordic model has proven itself to be an effective deterrent to potential sex buyers. Iceland, Finland, and Norway have adopted this model and have witnessed significant declines in all forms of prostitution, including sex trafficking and child prostitution. Recently, the European Parliament's Women's Rights and Gender Equality Committee recommended that the European Union adopt the Nordic model. So, in an attempt to regulate prostitution, several countries have legalized it. Germany, Holland, and parts of New Zealand and Australia have adopted this approach. However, all these countries have subsequently witnessed a vast increase in sex trafficking and other forms of prostitution, including the prostitution of minors, which, personally, I just consider human trafficking. Though Holland legalized prostitution in 2000, only 1,000 of the country's estimated 30,000 prostituting people were able to meet the legal criteria to become licensed sex workers. Moreover, the government and nonprofits reported a steep rise in illegal forms of prostitution, especially child prostitution. Germany legalized prostitution back in 2001. In 2010, Government officials reported sex trafficking into Germany had increased drastically. The increase was attributed to legalization, which made Germany a more attractive market to traffickers and pimps. It has been demonstrated that prostitution cannot be regulated and that legalization does not bring emancipation to the women and men trapped in the sex trade. Legalization turns pimps into managers and businessmen and sex buyers into clients and legitimizes the abuse of those in prostitution. But legalizing prostitution, states declare that it is acceptable to purchase the bodies of some women, usually the poor and marginalized women. And this attitude contributes to the creation of a culture of prostitution that negatively affects the progress of all women in general. Bottom line, the United States has passively tolerated this abuse for far too long. The human rights of people trapped in prostitution are not a matter of political ideology. Congress should enact legislation along the lines of the Nordic model without delay. Prostitution is a human rights issue, and it is long overdue to reform. Let's stop the profiteers and buyers, those with the power in this relationship, those with the money, those with a real choice, said former President Jimmy Carter, a Nobel Peace Prize recipient, and he urges this back in 2015. We definitely need to start catching up, guys. Let's catch up in this fight. All together, I know we can. That has been everything for today, Monday. I do wish you a very, very good week. Please, people, stay safe. If you tune up the news right now, it's amazing. It's scary. There's a lot of cases of COVID everywhere. Right here where I am, there is a lot of cases. Please, 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 people, wear a mask. Stay 6 feet away from others. Please keep your distance. And please, please help us with wearing blue on this upcoming Thursday, July the 30th. We really count on it. Be creative. Be funny. Let's see what it comes, you know. Let's see what these Thursdays bring. And thank you so very much for listening to the Cindy's Voice podcast. Thank you so much for all your comments and your love. I love to read all these messages you write in text during the week. I really appreciate all the love. And so now we say bye. Thank you so much again and have a wonderful week, guys.
Thanks for joining us this week on Cindy's Voice. If you like what you're listening to, like our YouTube channel, Cindy's Voice Podcast, and give us a 5-star review. This means everything to us. Follow us on Instagram at Cindy V. Rivero to receive updates on our latest episode. See you in our next episode. Till then, have a great week.